Yesterday, I got your letter card dated the 3rd of April. There was also one from Deb, an old friend, and another from Mum, and of course I had to read these first. And I could read yours only once, and then I had to put it in my pocket while my poor old head tried to cope with its contents as far as I could remember. You have come at me with such a terrific rush of warmth, and I am so very much in need of you. Well, I washed and made my bed. It was 6 o'clock before I received your letter, and fidgeted around. Then I thought, I must read it again before I sleep. So I pushed off to the latrine, where the humblest may be sure of privacy, and read your words again. The comic expression, "it shakes me," is true in a serious sense about this deeply thrilling state of well-being that you have caused or created. After I'd reread your letter, out came the chessmen, and we played one game, which I won. Before adjourning to the canteen to gather around the wireless for the news, a right in these surroundings. Then we were collared for bridge, which we played till 10 o'clock. All the time, the only thing I wanted to do was read your words, this tiny part of you, again and again. Back in the tent and to bed. How impossible to sleep with thought and wonder of you hot within me. As I toss and turn and wriggle and writhe, I think of you probably doing the same. Isn't it blooming awful? I know that if I think of you, I will not sleep. Yet I keep on thinking of you and getting hotter and hotter. Phew, I could do with a couple of ice blocks around me. Finally to sleep. Up in the morning, my first thoughts of your nearness and your distance from me and the hope that I can race off these first 6 pages to post this afternoon. Unfortunately, there is no likelihood of my early return. I must be another year. I may be another 3 or 4. Relax, my girl, or you'll be a physical wreck in no time. Regard me as what you will, but do not altogether forget circumstance, distance, environment. I do so joyfully, happily, eagerly, but you must have more sense.